coming up on episode 1004. It's time for another episode that combines several cover stories all into one. Lead singer of the Coasters, as well as Lake from Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and Andy Partridge, the frontman for XTC, all have birthdays this week. So let's celebrate them all, along with a bunch of other great stuff. It is episode 1004 coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, November 14th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Find out later in the show how you can save 20, 25, or 30% off an order at thinkgeek.com. That'll be coming up a little bit later. But, you know, I'm going to jump right into it. Let's kick things off with a brand new track from a group called Graph Rabbit. This is fantastic. It is their rendition of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb coming at you right now.
Smoke on the
brand new single of the same name. That is Graph Rabbit and their cover of Comfortably Numb. Just brilliant. Really, really good cover there. The single also has a new track, an original, and is available from iTunes and Amazon. And it's just really, really good. Graph Rabbit and Comfortably Numb. A great way to begin tonight's Coverville. We're going to keep things going here. How about a set of elevator music? I know what you're saying. You're saying elevator music, Brian? Really? We're going to hear a girl from Ipanema? Stuff like that? No. Songs about elevators. And of course, off the top of your head, you can probably come up with at least one, right? Yeah, there'll be a cover of that one in here. But we're going to start with the Fuzz Tones and their cover of The Moving Sidewalk's 99th Floor.
work for the boss man, working for the company. I'm betting on the dice we're tossing. I'm gonna have a fantasy. But where am I gonna look? They tell me that love is blind. I really need a girl like an open book to read between the lines. Loving the elevator, living it up when I'm going down. Loving the elevator, loving it up till I hit the ground. Jackie's in the elevator, lingerie second floor. She said, can I see you later? And love you just a little more. Kinda hope we get stuck, nobody gets out alive. She said, I'll show you how to fax in the mail room, honey, and have you home by five. Loving the elevator, living it up when I'm going down. Loving the elevator, loving it up till I hit the ground. In the air, in the air. Honey, one more time now, it ain't fair. Loving the elevator, loving it up when I'm going down. Loving the elevator, loving it up when I'm going down. Loving the elevator, loving it up when I hit the ground. Gonna be a penthouse popper, gonna be a millionaire. Gonna be a real fast talker, and have me a love affair. Gotta get my timing right, it's a test that I gotta pass. I chase you all the way to the stairway, honey, kiss your sassy friends. Loving the elevator, living it up when I'm going down. Loving the elevator, living it up till I hit the ground. Do you care? Do you care? Honey, one more time now, it ain't fair. Loving the elevator, living it up when I'm going down. Do you care? Do you care? Honey, one more time now, it ain't fair. Loving the elevator, living it up when I'm going down. Do you care? Do you care? Honey, one more time now, it ain't fair. Love in a elevator, living it up when I'm going down. Do you care? Do you care? Honey, one more time now, it ain't fair. Love in a elevator, living it up when I'm going down.
I never said nothing.
Never Said by U.S. Elevator. See what I did there? That's from their Valentine single from 2012, a bunch of covers on that EP. And Liz Phair did that song originally, covered there by U.S. Elevator. Before that, Love in an Elevator, that's the one, right? That's the one we all know, originally by Aerosmith, covered there by Cornbread Red for the 2007 Bluegrass Tribute to Aerosmith. A song just simply titled Elevator. Originally by the Bay City Rollers, covered there by the Slingsby Hornets. A little bit of a euphemism liberally sprinkled throughout that song, Elevator by the Slingsby Hornets. And we started things off with 99th Floor by the Fuzz Tones, that one from their 2008 album Horny as Hell, originally done by the Moving Sidewalks. All right, I promised you a way to save some money next time you go shopping at thinkgeek.com. I'm going to tell you how you can do it, but it's for this weekend only. Through Sunday night at midnight Eastern time, you can save 20% off orders of $50 or more, 25% off orders of $100 or more, or 30% off of orders $150 or more. So you'll save either, 10 bucks, 25 bucks, or 50 bucks, depending on how much you spend there. Really, really cool deal. All you have to do is use the code word Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, and you'll get that discount. Really, really cool. Ends November 17th, which is Sunday, so make sure you use that code when you shop at thinkgeek.com. Stuff for smart masses also, before you buy, go to coverville.com and click on the link on the right side of the page. That way, anything you buy with that great discount code or otherwise will automatically give me a little bit of a kickback. So check it out, thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. Okay, I promised you a couple cover stories this episode. Let's get to the first one. One of my favorite bands of all time, a band called XTC. You know them, right? Fronted by Andy Partridge, who has done some great solo stuff. Actually released a whole big box set several years ago called Fuzzy Warbles that had demo tracks and early recordings of a lot of the songs by XTC. Let's listen to XTC, who's inspired so many different bands, starting with Joe Jackson. This one came out as part of the tour CD in 2003 for his Volume 4 album. It is a cover of XTC's The Mayor of Simpleton. Here's Joe Jackson.
Took a paper or a learned degree, and some of your friends think that's stupid of me, but it's nothing that I care about. Oh, I don't know how to tell the weight of the sun and that the magic swell I want known, and I may be the mayor of Simpleton, but I know done, you'll be warm in the arms of the mayor of Simpleton. I can't have been there when brains were handed around, or get past the cover of your books profound. Some of your friends think it's really unsound that you're even seen talking to me. Well, I don't know how to write a big hit song and cross word puzzles. Well, I just shun, and I may be the mayor of Simpleton, but I know. I should say,
what you get is all real. I can't put on an act. It takes brains to do that anyway. Well, I can unravel riddles, problems and puns, and the home computer has me on the run. And I may be the mayor of Simpleton, but I know logic gets cold and their thinking gets done. You'll be warm in the arms of the mayor of Simpleton. When their logic gets cold and their thinking gets done, you'll be warm in the arms of the mayor.
It's you.
the Crash Test Dummies, who've covered XTC a couple times for a couple different projects. This was from A Testimonial Dinner, a tribute to XTC that came out in 1995, a cover of All You Pretty Girls, but they also covered the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead for the soundtrack to the film Dumb and Dumber. And I think I've played that one on Coverville before, so I opted for this one, which I don't think I have played. So there you go. Something brand new for all you listeners. All You Pretty Girls by Crash Test Dummies. Before that, Todd Rundgren, who was the producer for the album Skylarking, XTC album Skylarking. I think, personally, my favorite XTC album of all time. I think Oranges and Lemons is a very, very close second, but Skylarking just connected with me in a way that Oranges and Lemons didn't. Such a great album. So Todd Rundgren produced it, and in 2011, he released an album called Reproduction, where he did covers from a lot of the most famous albums that he's covered, or I'm sorry, that he produced. So there's covers on there of Bourgeois Tag, for example, and other bands that that he did the production for their albums. That was Dear God, had kind of a Gregorian chant kind of feel to it. Really, really cool version there from Todd Rundgren. We started things off with Joe Jackson and the Mayor of Simpleton, that one from the Tour CD that was released in 2003 to go along with Volume 4, the most recent studio pop album release by Joe Jackson. He's released a couple things since then, but they're not what I would call pop. Let's keep going with some more XTC. Let's do this one from Midget. It's from their album The Day of Your Life, and it's Senses Working Overtime.
Hey, hey, the clouds are white. Stroll for the donkeys and the innocents can all sleep safely. Oh, sleep safely. And the guilty ones can all sleep safely. Oh, sleep safely. And all the world is football shapes. It's just for me to kick in space. And I can see his smell, touch, taste. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 senses working overtime.
Beautiful. working overtime, trying to take this all in. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's working overtime, trying to taste the difference between a lemon and lime, pain and pleasure. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's working overtime, trying to take this all in.
We're only making plans. Mitchell. He has a future in British Steel. We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel's future's good as seal. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy. He must be happy. He must be happy in his happy world. Nigel is happy in his work. Nigel is happy in his work. Nigel is happy in his work.
The Bad Shepherds, great band right there, from their album By Hook or By Crook, which came out in 2010. That's their cover of XTC's Making Plans for Nigel. Now, the vocalist on there is Alexei Sale. I think it's pronounced, it's Adrian Edmondson, who played Vivian on the British TV show The Young Ones, you know, the punker guy with the stars embedded in his forehead. Adrian Edmondson and his band The Bad Shepherds with their cover of Making Plans for Nigel. Right before that, Sylvian Bruno from their self-titled album from 2013. Came out this year. Earn Enough for Us. Great song. One of my favorite songs by XTC. Love that track. Senses Working Overtime by Midget. From their album, The Day of Your Life, is what we used to start that set. And happy birthday, Andy Partridge, who I believe just turned 60. Let's get to another birthday. A little sad story behind this one. Cornelius E. Gunter, better known as Cornell Gunter, was the lead singer of the Coasters for a while. You know, Yakety Yak and Charlie Brown, a couple of novelty songs, but they also had a bunch of other great tunes like Young Blood. And, well, you're going to hear them. Why wait till we get to those? So he was original member of the Platters, started off with the Platters, and then joined the Flares, and then finally the Coasters. And after several years with the Coasters, he left, did some solo stuff, and then reformed his own group called the Coasters, called Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and performed a lot in Las Vegas. He got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987 with the rest of the Coasters. But in 1990 in Las Vegas, Nevada, he was shot in his car, and they have no idea why or who shot him and killed him, but he died in February 1990. Cornell Gunter, lead vocalist for for the Coasters. Let's go ahead and celebrate his birthday, November 14th, 1936, with some covers. Let's start things off with the aforementioned Youngblood track, this one covered by Jimmy Barnes on his Rhythm and Blues album, or the Rhythm and the Blues album from 2009. Here is Jimmy Barnes.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at that.
Look at that.
A young blood. A young blood. A young blood.
I can't get you out of my mind. I took one look and I was fractured.
She moved, she.
I tried to walk but I was lame.
She moved, she.
I tried to talk but I just stood her.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
A young blood. A young blood. A young blood.
I can't get you out of my mind. A crazy stuff. She looks so tough. I have to follow her all the way home. And things went bad. Met a dad, he said,
you better leave my daughter alone.
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying.
Whoop-she-whoop-she.
I saw the rising of the sun.
Whoop-she-whoop-she.
And all night long my heart was crying. You're the one.
You're the one.
You're the one. You're the one.
A young blood. A young
saw so much potatoes and meat. Yeah, there ought to be a law against you walking down the street. Oh, hey sexy, I never saw such feminine perfection. Sexy, there ain't a thing on you that needs correction. Sexy, I never saw so much potatoes and meat. There ought to be a law against you walking down the street. Hey, sexy, I never saw such feminine perfection. Sexy, there ain't a thing on you that needs correction. Sexy, section showed you swing. Little girl, you're really good, yeah. You real good looking, sexy thing. Oh.
Mexico.
We started dancing all around the floor. In Mexico.
She did a dance I never saw before.
Cause if you sat up a border, I'm down in Mexico. And you wanna get straight, man, don't hesitate, just look up a cat.
You're gonna wash right down the drain.
W. Washburn, right there, sung by the Coasters. That one was originally done by them and then became a hit, albeit not a great one, for the Monkees. It was actually one of the last singles that the Monkees released after their TV series ended, and it didn't do nearly as well as things like Pleasant Valley Sunday and I'm a Believer and stuff like that. But it was originally done by the Coasters, and a big happy birthday going out to Cornell Gunter. Right before that, you heard Three Cool Chicks. That was performed by the Tokyo Quartet, the 5678s. They're virtually unknown here in the U.S. until Quentin Tarantino heard a CD playing in a garment shop on his way to the airport. And liked it so much, he offered the person at the counter to buy the CDs. Like, I'm not going to have time to swing by a record store on the way to the airport. Can I buy that CD? They said no. He called the manager. He doubled the price and then bought the CD, listened to it on the way home, and then decided not just to feature their music in his film Kill Bill Volume 1, but to include the 5678s in that scene where the bride fights the 88, I believe it's called. 5678s and their cover of the Coasters' Three Cool Chicks. Right before that, the Higglers and their cover of Down in Mexico, that one from their 2011 album, We Come in Peace. Hey Sexy by Eddie Spaghetti from his 2005 album, Old Number 2. And we start things off with Youngblood by Jimmy Barnes from the album The Rhythm and the Blues from 2009, a set of Coasters covers for you right here on Coverville. Yes, the Crazy 88s. That's it. Thank you, Scully, in the Tadpool for the correction. Great. Let's get to our last couple sets of music here and our last cover story for today. It's Greg Lake's birthday this week, and I forgot how old he is. I'll find out before the next break. But in the meantime, why don't you listen to some covers of and by Greg Lake in his various projects. We'll start things off with a cover of one of the most famous Emerson, Lake & Palmer songs of all time, Lucky Man, this one covered by Shaw Blades, yes, from Styx and Night Ranger, from their 2003 album Influence. Here's Lucky Man.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Thank you. his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Had found him, his blood ran as he cried. Nobody could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Yeah.
Heartbeat, originally by King Crimson, a band that Greg Lake was the bassist for. That is Wave Mechanics Union from their album Further to Fly from 2012. Before that, an orchestral piece, Romeo and Juliet, from the ballet of the same name by Prokofiev. That was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer themselves from their album Black Moon, which was reissued and remastered in 1992. Lucky Man, that's how we started the set. Shaw Blades from their 2003 album Influence, with a cover of the tune by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And we've got time for one more set of music. Let's start off with a King Crimson track. They did very few covers. This is one of the only ones I know about. But it's a cover of Heroes by David Bowie. It was included on the Uncut magazine CD, Rebel Rebel, a tribute to David Bowie. Here is King Crimson.
Be heroes just for one day.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's trilogy performed there by the Vegetarians from their album Remastered and Remuxed Salad, or Remustered and Remixed Salad from 2011. Vegetarians and the track Trilogy. Before that, Tarkus Battlefield by Endless Blue, that one from their album Undercover, which came out this year. King Crimson covering David Bowie, start things off. Heroes from that uncut CD that came out in 2000. Rebel Rebel, a tribute to David Bowie. Well, that's it. With that, boy, we covered a lot today, right? Oh, no pun intended. thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com is the email address I want you to use. If you want to call, call. I encourage you. I urge you to call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to check things out there. Buy a DVD archive of every episode from 1 to 1,000. It's going to be going on sale here pretty soon. I've got the labels in-house, got the DVDs in-house, and so that's going to be coming very soon. A 6-CD set it has finally been increased to. Huge, huge set. Every episode from 1 to 1,000. So look for that here pretty soon. Right now the store is still pointing to the 1 to 900, so we'll have to switch things over. That's going to do it. So we'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll keep your senses working overtime.